How's it going, Jay?
Pretty good. How you doing, man?
I'm doing just fine.
First off, what's your name, man?
I'm Josh.
I'm Jaren.
That's a really good question. We are the Audiophiles.
Okay, yeah. You stole it out of my mouth, but yeah. You said, we're the Audiophiles.
So today, this week, we especially don't know what we're talking about.
Not at all. So
we usually don't know what we're talking about, but today,
a little bit. But this week, we really don't know what we're talking about. We're just gonna have a little fun with it.
In front of me, I've pulled up the MSN news on the recent 2019 VMAs,
and we didn't watch this at all.
No,
I ain't even seen no clips of it.
Also, I just ruined that this might be an evergreen because I said 2019. So,
I mean, we weren't gonna post this in 2021. So, you know,
the 2019 MTV Video Music Awards were on Monday night, handing out the show's signature moon. I'm reading off MSN. I'm gonna stop reading. Okay, so we're just going to scroll down and
wait,
give
wait,
our...
Wait, I want to back up a little bit first before we even get into this year's. I want to ask you, did you ever grow up kind of watching the VMAs?
Me?
Yeah.
Can't say that I have. I don't... No, I mean, we're talking the popularist of the popular music. Yeah. Like, it's even more... I don't know. It's even more top of the heap popularity-wise than Grammys, right? So that, it doesn't interest me. Doesn't have as much prestige as the Grammys either, in my opinion.
Yeah, but I think it's a lot more, it used to be a lot more fun in the Grammys. I used to love the VMAs when I was younger. When Britney Spears came out with The Snake.
Oh, wow.
Britney Spears kissed Madonna.
That's right.
When Britney Spears, pretty much I used to watch it for Britney Spears, I guess. She kind of has some good moments on there.
I wonder if that's how they do it, if they get... just an outrageous artist, and that just makes it for people.
Yeah, like for like a 4-year run, Britney was like running the VMAs.
That's funny.
But yeah, they had some good moments on there. You know, I remember one time Snoop Dogg and 50 Cent performed, and 50 Cent came down like this huge pimp cup. And like it was going to break because 50 Cent is like 250 pounds, and the cup was wobbling.
Big dude.
So yeah, they had some pretty good moments.
I was told that there's this guy, I forget his name, but he... apparently, this singer, Taylor Swift, she was getting an award.
Who was that?
And this guy totally, like, interrupted her in the middle of her.
Oh, I think I saw that, bro. Yeah, what's that guy's name?
I don't know. We'll probably think of it later.
Yeah, something East.
Yeah, something East.
But, yeah, man, that was actually an epic moment.
Were you watching live?
I was watching live, man. That's back when I was at my height of my VMA fandom. You know, it was about 2009, so I'm... probably in 10th grade or something like that.
You're more of an expert on this thing than I am.
Yeah, man. I was loving that. I think what the guy did was kind of rude, but I didn't disagree with what he said.
Well,
not at all.
I think we talked about this before, but Bon Iver, he says, you know, you got to hand it to him. He was right.
He was right.
That's the
he
thing that right. People overlook.
And I'm not a fan of that singer anyway, so, you know.
I'm not a huge... Okay, so we're going to scroll down. That particular singer, I believe, is on this list. We're going to scroll down and just give our takes on what we're seeing.
Let's do it.
First things first, video of the year. The winner is You Need to Calm Down, Taylor Swift. This is the name of the song is You Need to Calm Down. I'm not telling Taylor that she needs to calm down.
I think we need to tell her that too sometimes, though. But
off for public records. Have you seen that video?
I was going to say, it's messed up because literally every video in this list outside of hers I've seen. The one I have not seen is the one that wins. So I can't even really comment. I'm not a T-Swizzle fan.
It's
you know?
Such, dude, it's so self-righteous. It's like the message is good, but it's so, you need to calm down is like such a self-righteous thing to
I
say.
Mean, it's like
it drives
perfect...
me crazy that you're okay popularizing that. I'm just, same with, look, Thank You Next by Ariana Grande.
Oh boy, let me back up to the Taylor Swift title. Like, I'm noticing a theme with her. I feel like this is kind of what she does. Like, it's always somebody else's fault in her song. Like, you need to calm down. What was that last one she had? Look What You Made Me Do.
Oh, the look what you made me do is terrible. Because that's like abusive language, right?
Yeah, we're never getting back together.
Come on.
Wait, well, let me look up some Taylor Swift titles,
take
man.
Some accountability, girl.
Bad Blood.
Oh, my God.
It's always somebody else's fault in her song, man. So let me just go to her Wikipedia.
I get the same vibe from Ariana Grande's "Thank You Next."
But
that's
the thing I gotta say. I haven't listened to much of her music, but that girl got talent. She can actually sing.
She did a cover of "Them Changes" by Thundercat. It was actually pretty cool.
What?
Yeah, it was cool. It was all right. the bassist in the video was not very good, which kind of ruins the song, but it is what it is.
All right, let me just read some of these Taylor Swift, because, like, it's pretty bad.
She gets a lot of haters, Jared.
So, all right, we got a song in here called Mean. Like,
why you gotta be so mean? That's right.
Going down a little bit, like I said, we are never getting back together.
Never, ever, ever is how the chorus goes.
Yeah, we are never, ever getting back together. I knew you were trouble.
Yeah, how does that one go? I don't know. I kind of want to move on. I don't really want to think about these songs.
Yeah, but just let me get a few more off, man. I don't want to live forever. That's something totally different.
Different topic.
And of course, like I said, Look What You Made Me Do.
Terrible
you
title.
Need to calm
Didn't
down.
She release that on that one guy's birthday? That one guy's mom's like anniversary of the day she died or something crazy
messed
up like that?
I didn't know that.
Look What You Made Me Do.
But yeah, it makes me kind of, you know, not dig her even more.
All right. Well, we're going to move on from that.
That's enough.
Okay. Sorry, Taylor.
Her fans are pretty crazy, so.
Artist of the Year, Ariana Grande. Which is interesting. She was going up against Cardi B, Billie Eilish, Halsey, the Jonas Brothers.
The Jonas Brothers are a thing again?
And Shawn Mendes. Yeah, they're like doing the, I don't know, the sexually mature boy band thing now.
Is it 2009 or 2019?
That's a good question. Have you heard Shawn Mendes?
I think I've heard one of his teeny boppers.
He's a more under control Justin Bieber. He's a more label plant Justin Bieber, right? And he's got the Latin thing going, which is kind of cool.
Let me comment on that Artist of the Year for a little bit.
Artist of the Year.
Like, this just shows me how much, like, I am out of touch with the current radio sometimes. Like, literally, everybody on this, like, list is, I'm kind of like, no. Ariana Grande,
that's
honestly,
how it is with the pop people.
Yeah, it probably would have been the artist I would have gave it to, Ariana Grande.
I would have, well, if I were to choose a favorite, it would be Cardi B or Billie Eilish, just because they at least have something kind of a little, I don't know, countercultural about them, you know what I mean, compared to Ariana Grande.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm going with the talent here.
Okay.
All right, moving on.
Song of the Year now. You can guess what the Song of the Year is.
But I just want to say, I know somebody in this list for sure is pissed. I knew before this song that one came out, they were like, oh, I'm getting this Song of the Year.
Yeah.
That would be Drake with In My Feelings. He just knew. Like, that was a huge record. Like, that record was so huge last summer and, like, you know, going into this year. And then Old Town Road, which was the winner,
yeah,
just comes.
No, the remix. The remix with Billy Ray Cyrus on it.
It's like four remixes to that song. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the one that people know is the one with Billy Ray Cyrus, because he's been in his little... He's been, you know, just kind of hanging out in his, like, mansion, just collecting his residuals
for the longest. Chilling.
But then he came and did this collab.
Yeah.
Which is an interesting... I mean, this song is an interesting phenomenon, right? It's a trap country...
Honestly, I love this song.
It's okay, man. It's okay the first time, you know?
Usually I don't like catchy stuff, but this is a catchy one that I like. You know? I got the horses in the bag.
You don't have to sing it. Taylor Swift, You Need to Calm Down is on this, too. Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, Shallow. I don't know if anyone still listens to Lady Gaga. Thank You, Next by Ariana Grande.
Hey, don't shade Gaga like that. She ain't done it to nobody.
Jonas Brothers. What does she know about cameras, Jaren? Jonas Brothers sucker.
What does she know about cameras?
And then Best New Artist, we got Billie Eilish.
As the winner. Yes, as the winner. Wow.
Wait, what was the category I was looking at earlier? Oh, Artist of the Year... Ariana Grande won, but Billie Eilish won Best New Artist.
I'm looking at this list, and I'm
Because Ariana Grande is not on this. She's not really a new artist.
Not at all.
No.
I'm looking at this list, and I'm like, how in the world did her not win?
People aren't musical like that, you know? I don't know. Like, Ava Max? Have you ever heard of Ava
Max?
Not
at all. Lizzo.
Lizzo.
We'll just go over that, skip over that one.
Lil Nas X, which is, I mean... I can see why he's on there, but I think it's pretty well known that he is like a one-hit wonder. As of now, he hasn't proven himself to be.
Well, I mean, he hasn't really released much, so, you know, get a kid.
You heard that EP, 7?
I tried. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, it's whatever. And then Lizzo, Rosalie.
Look, in his defense, the guy has like the biggest song of all time now.
Yeah, arguably.
Like, no.
It's the biggest. Well, listen. So the stat is... It's the longest running
number one.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily make it the big. Like, do you think that song is bigger than Thriller? Thriller is timeless. It's Thriller has been enormous for like 40 years.
Yeah, but Thriller's been out for like 30 some years, so it's going to be.
I don't think this is. No, I think it's.
We'll see.
It's just like that Duran Duran song or whatever.
Hungry Like the Wolf.
Yeah, it's a hit now, and it's making waves now. But
look, listen, look, we both knew what song you were talking about, so it must speak something about that song.
Yeah, but no, people don't still listen to that song, right?
I listened to it last week.
Yeah, well, I don't know, man. It's not like people all know about that. Like, I think more people know about Sicko Mode than that song.
Josh,
in the modern era.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I'm having a great time doing it.
For sure.
Here's my thing with this song too, with Old Town Road. One of the reasons it's number one is because it came out at where digital is ruling the world. Like, streaming is still on an upshot. So there are going to be songs that keep breaking these records right now.
Yeah, definitely.
Because streaming is just going to rack up the numbers. Definitely. For me. So, dude, next year I'll like bet money on it. There's going to be another one that's going to break some other random record, like the most streams in the first week, and then we're going to get that record again in like 2 years because it's on an upshot.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, best collaboration?
Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, Señorita.
So, what's your opinion, Jaron, on this Latin music kind of coming into the fold?
I mean, it's cool. It's just kind of watered down. If you hear the stuff that's on the radio and in the real Latin music, yeah.
Would you?
You know?
If I told you 5 years ago that Pitbull was going to be an influential producer.
What?
Would you have believed me?
Like 5 years ago? Nah, bro. Like, I thought Pitbull, I feel like has died and came back so many times. Like, he just changed whatever the trend is. Pitbull is on it. Like, when electro pop started blowing up, Pitbull was reborn.
But who's done that? Cap. Except for him. He
Daddy
was one
Yankee.
Of the earlier ones to jump on that. He was before Daddy Yankee. Oh,
well.
Shout out to Pitbull, man.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Do we have to read the rest of the collaborations?
Nah, because they're all pretty bad.
Push Artist of the Year?
What the hell is a push artist?
I don't know.
And they gave it to Billie Eilish again over her, so I'm already just skipped this list.
Okay.
Who
Best
cares?
Pop?
Jonas Brothers. Sucker.
Interesting.
I mean, well, I don't think Cardi B and Bruno Mars is actually pop, so, or Khalid. I think those are more R&B.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm so glad Thank You Next didn't win.
Now, what is it with you and Ariana Grande, bro?
I think she's crazy overrated, man.
Do you not think she has, like, vocals, though?
I think her voice is, like, nasally. It's like how I sound right now.
Nah, bro. You're tripping, bro.
She's got, like, a...
All right, hit that Ariana note right now.
Well, I'm not a soprano.
Yeah.
I'm not a soprano.
You better reach for it.
But when I sing, I don't sing, like, through my nose. You know what I'm saying?
All right, well, we got to agree to disagree on
she
that.
She has that... What was that singer's name that was such a big deal who was in Frozen? I'm blanking on her name.
Can't say I ever seen Frozen, so I can't help you with that.
Man. Toss them back to, like, high school experiences a lot right now. I guess just thinking about these pop people. Idina Menzel. You heard that name?
Not really.
People were crazy about her, but because she was this, like, super powerhouse soprano.
Mm-hmm.
But she just had this nasally thing going, and I just can't do it. I'm sorry. Okay, best hip-hop.
I got a lot of problems with this list looking at it. So I'm going to just read off the nominees. 2 Chainz, Ariana Grande, Rule the World. 21 Savage and J. Cole, A Lot. Cardi B, Money.
A Lot.
DJ Khaled feature Nipsey Hussle and John Legend, Higher. Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus, of course, Old Town Road. And rounding out the list, Travis Scott and Drake with Sicko Mode. Now, I would have picked any song on there to win over Money.
Really?
Yeah.
I think Money is better than a few of these.
I don't want to say that. But there's a reason, I think, why Cardi won.
I think it's a pretty good pop rap song.
Nah, I'm surprised they didn't give it to... Sicko Mode or Old Town Road, because I feel like that was just going to win all the awards because it's such a huge song.
Yeah, I'm glad it didn't, though. I wonder why they didn't.
Yeah, but I think I personally, I wish a lot would have won. 21 Savage and J. Cole. Just from like a, which song do I like the most and feel like it's the best?
I think 21 Savage is too outside of the mainstream fold to be winning these kind of awards. Yeah, he's too, he's not like Hollywood enough.
Nah, but I feel like if you're nominated, you got a shot, you know?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So, disagree with that.
Moving right along.
This list I love.
Best R&B.
Man, Anderson .Paak, Smokey Robinson, Make It Better, Childish Gambino, Feels Like Summer.
That was a long time ago.
Her and Bryson Tiller could have been Alicia Keys, Raise a Man, Ella May, Trip, Normani, and Black, Waves.
You mean 6 Lakh?
Nah, Black.
I haven't heard that song, Waves.
Hey, we got to play it next. I love that song, but I'm surprised it won because, like, I don't even think that's a hit. Like, it's a good song.
Wow, that's interesting.
It's not really a hit record. Everything else is, well, not everything, but there's some hits on here. Like, Could Have Been.
I think Feels Like Summer should have won.
Yeah, huge hit. And then LMA, Trip. I would have picked LMA to win, I would have thought. Trip was a huge record.
Yeah. Do you remember Make It Better? Have you heard that?
Yeah, I got that whole album, Anderson .Paak.
It's for sure like a throwback.
Yeah, like a nice soul record.
Older R&B and soul.
Yeah, that's why you got Smokey on there.
Which is cool. Totally cool.
But this is actually my favorite list so far. I feel like every song on this list is a good song. Like I wouldn't honestly be mad at any song winning.
Okay. So. Yeah, I think Feels Like Summer is really genuinely. Yeah.
Yeah,
really
definitely.
Jaren, I would like to petition to skip over the best K-pop.
Definitely, because I don't know anything about K-pop. What?
BTS. You heard BTS?
I heard the name.
We've already spent too much time on it. There's a best Latin.
We kind of talked about that. Go ahead and skip over.
Yeah. J Balvin's song.
Best rock.
That's best. We're skipping over best dance.
I mean, now we are. Now that she let the listener know that there is a best dance.
Okay, so let me give you my take, Jaren, on electronic music. There's two kinds of electronic music.
Mm-hmm.
There's dance. There's like EDM, like dance, like you go to a rave. It's like quarter note. You know what I'm saying? Quantized.
Not really, but cool.
Okay. Marshmello, Gavin Newsom. No.
Man, what the hell are you talking about? Marshmello?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Super straight down the line. Like,
the producer.
Chainsmokers, 21 Pilots. Nah, not so much 21 Pilots, but like, I don't know, like the early electronic, what you associate with like electronic dance music. And then there's the Flying Lotus, Shlomo. You know, like schlumpy stuff.
See, I like that kind
knowledge.
Of stuff.
Like Madlib kind of did a little bit of it. Like organic, not all quantized. Like the beats are dragging, and it's made a lot of authentic instruments. Two different schools, and one of those genres is beautiful, and their people are very creative in it. And the other genre is like completely recyclable, in my opinion. So that's why we're gonna skip over this.
That's rock. Let me just say first before you even. I see Lenny Kravitz nominated for something. He's won already. I don't care who's nominated.
Like, are you sure? Because the 1975 is also.
Oh, they suck, though. But Lenny Kravitz, just take the award. But all right. The 1975, Love If We Made It.
That's a cool song, man. I'm going to play you that song at some point.
You know I don't fool with them.
Imagine Dragons song is terrible. Natural. Song is horrible.
Fall Out Boy. Bishop's Knife Trick.
And 21 Pilots.
Lenny Kravitz, Low. Which is the best song on the list. Panic at the Disco, High Hopes, which is the winner. And like you said, 21 Pilots. I just got to say, man, like, Panic at the Disco, like, they really came back with a vengeance. Like, I thought they were done. Like, they came back a couple of years ago, and they're, like, huge now. And they weren't even that big when they first came
out. That's a good point. Yeah, I wonder what happened.
So they sold to the I mean, I don't know.
He's been working hard. Brandon Urie just hashing out those songs.
Yeah, and he got songs with Taylor Swift, so that's always going to help.
Yeah, maybe the label is just like, all right, it's time to get this goth stuff into the fold a little bit. Yeah,
they came back, and Fall Out Boy's nominated. It's like, like I said, it's 2008 or 2009 all over again.
Yeah.
Jonas Brothers.
Come full.
Panic at the Disco and Fall Out Boy.
Wow, yeah, full circle. Incredible. And Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Video for Good, what does that mean? That's another category.
I don't know. I guess it's the best video, but I've not seen any of these videos, so I can't even comment right now.
Can skip over that.
The list is pretty much done.
Best direction, best visual effects, best editing. Oh, I think these are video best choreography, cinematography.
After we're going through this whole list, what's your impression of of the VMA?
What do you think? Do you think
me?
It's... No, you. What do you think of all of this? Do you watch... Did you watch the VMAs? Do you have an opinion? We're supposed to do that, right?
Yeah, what do you think?
What do you think? Son of a gun.
VMAs, man. So, yeah.
I was just off there bragging about how I can shit on anyone.
Can you?
I'm pretty talented like that.
That is a talent.
But listen, we just shat on a lot of people here. VMA, pop people.
Unknowingly.
Wise. Yeah, and I do want to apologize. We talked a lot of shit about Taylor. It's just that she sucks, right?
I mean,
we wouldn't.
What? Yeah. I thought that was going to be an apology, man.
You wouldn't. Listen, I'm sorry that you're...
Who in the hell is buying all these Taylor Swift records, man? I look...
Man.
She done sold about damn 100 million albums, bro. Like, who is buying these Taylor Swift records?
She's one of the richest musicians, like, alive right now. It's kind of crazy. Like, she's getting up there with Paul McCartney and stuff.
Hey, listen. It ain't nobody I know, white or black, that's listening to Taylor Swift records. Like, I can't name you one friend. And they concerts selling out. Where are the hell are these mystery people coming from?
Man, I think she's legitimately a talented songwriter, right? You know, I mean, she hits that like angsty 16-year-old girl sensibility mm-hmm. right in the fucking bullseye.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, I mean, I don't know. It's infectious. You know, it's hard to. Once you get to that, it blows my mind. Any of it blows my mind. Once you get to that level of crazy, crazy, crazy superstar pop, I don't know how you're doing it at that point. I don't know what separates I don't know. Who's like a smaller pop artist? Who's like a pop artist that isn't so global and massive right now?
Tinashe.
What separates a Tinashe from like a Billie Eilish
mm-hmm.
or something where it's just like, dude, you are huge.
Yeah.
You're everywhere. What's that little thing? That somebody can have that just pushes them like into crazydom.
I think it's called a record label and promotion.
But I don't know, man. I mean, people still gotta buy the records, right? I mean,
you're right.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's just everything's foggy now with the streaming, you know, because record labels will go stream their own stuff, and oh look, we got a number one record.
I don't know if that's a real thing, man. That might be kind of a conspiracy.
Nah,
I know that like Rihanna did that with the. Some of the music videos on YouTube and they would get to like a billion views or whatever.
Look, I know we've been shitting on a lot of people, but if you think for 1 second you're going to sit here, look me in my face and shit on Riri.
I am just talking about the facts.
It's going to be a problem.
The material is good. That wasn't where I was going with this, Jarrett.
All right.
I like Rihanna. Damn, she's great. She's talented. I really like her verse on that song Lemon. That kind of stuff.
I'm gonna sit here and say one bad word about Robin Rihanna Fenty.
I like Rihanna.
All right, then.
Yeah, she's cool.
But yeah, man, what was she at the VMAs? That's my thing with the VMAs now.
I guess she's not current anymore, man.
They just have all these current artists that are trash now. Like,
that's what it's about. That's what it's about.
I'm really surprised to see, even though it was features, like I'm surprised to see J. Cole nominated twice. You know,
well,
like,
he was nominated as a feature on the 21s.
Yeah, but that's even though it was a feature, like I'm surprised to see somebody who's actually talented. Don't start, Josh, on the list. You know,
there's other good people in here, man. I think that's a cool thing is that, as far as pop goes, I'm going on a limb here, but I'm just gonna riff. I think as far as pop goes, the stuff that gets very very popular tends to be just the most pop, simplest, easily digestible stuff. Yeah. That's our Taylor Swift explanation. But as far as rap, I think right now, the people that make it to the top of the rap heap are legitimately very good. Who are the most popular rappers right now?
Kendrick.
J. Cole.
Drake.
These are people.
Drake?
These are people with, yeah, what? Kanye West still?
Yeah.
Pusha T is like pretty huge, you know, after he did Daytona.
He's not really that big, but he's big. But I'm saying, like, who's at the top? Pretty much Kendrick, J. Cole, and Drake.
These are people that are good rappers.
And Chance, of course.
Yeah, they're talented. It's like, it's not so much with pop where it's, you are all the way pop, you're all the way lowest common denominator, and that's how you make it to the, that's how you become a Shawn Mendes or whatever.
Yeah.
This is something where talent, like, means, counts for something.
Maybe that's my problem with the VMAs, because, you know, like I said, I watched it when I was younger, and it was a lot more varied. Now it's all pop. Even the rap now is, like, you know, kind of all poppy. Like, that's what they're highlighting now, just the poppy. So, I don't know.
I think with this kind of thing, you got to just think about the demographic.
Whatever. We don't know what we're talking about.
I had fun doing it.
I did too.
We will see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Peace.